Soul Sister Radio.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Welcome to 4 International Soul Sister Radio. I am your producer, Maria DiGiovanni, welcoming you to the Soul Sister Experience. First, a special thank you to our station sponsor, ImageMakeoverProgram.com, who make it possible to record live and broadcast worldwide. We invite you to get ready to enjoy the show. Take it away, my soul sister.
Thank you, Maria. We appreciate every morning your beautiful introduction. We are welcome everyone to Soul Sister Sunday. This is your host, Becky Phillips, for A Heart for Worship. And, it's been a long week, at least for me, I hope that everyone who's tuned in and listening in the archives, you had a long week. I just pray that you would just come this morning and you would sit back and you would just spend time with the Father this morning and just really get rejuvenated and fill yourself up and let Him just love on you. We need that every week, I think. I think we we just need to take time and be still. And I know that, gosh, for me, this is a crazy, crazy time with teenagers and getting back to school and everything going on. So it's been a busy week. Let's see. So today's show, I have a few songs. Before we get started, though, I want to, of course, say thank you to our sponsors, ImageMakeoverProgram.com, Trinity Wellness, and, of course, Iron Angels. And we appreciate all you're doing for ambassadors and working with them and helping them get their health back on track. It's been a blessing to those that are starting to walk through that program as we grow that out. And then, of course, we would always, always have to remember B&B Builders, and we thank you so much for your longevity and belief in our vision and what we're trying to do. We thank you so much for that. And I also just want to briefly mention, I'm not one to really like to dote or brag or bring things up about myself, but I have a new show coming starting October 7th, so not this Monday, but the Monday after. I will be hosting with my beautiful co-host, my Aunt Vicki, Vicki Christensen, and we have two special guest co-hosts that will be joining us, Donna Lynn Quintana, who is the founder of Western Wishes, and Cody Kester, who is a professional world champion bull rider, and we are starting She's Gone Country on Soul Sister Monday at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you can tune in live and join us as we launch that show, it's going to be a fun show, just really trying to bridge the gap between country and our busy, technologically advanced age at generation that forgets that everything started way back when with all of us that loved the Lord and the country and what this great country was founded on. And so we're just going to chit-chat and really hope that we can bridge the gap and elevate and empower those in the Western world to, like I said, bridge the gap between them and those that are just, as I call them, city folk, which is what I have become accustomed to. And so I'm just going to go back to my roots and see if I can help elevate and empower that community and show why we are in love and on fire for God. So anyway, that's coming October 7th, Monday at 6 o'clock. Okay, so let's get ready to worship. I'm going to just say a quick prayer, and then we're going to go into a time of worship and sit back and love on God and let Him love on you. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for all that you are and all that you do. And I just ask right now that you would just come, that your presence would just fill the hearts of the listeners, and that your Holy Spirit would just wrap your love around them, and that they would just feel you so fervently right now, Lord, that they just cannot deny that you're there in the presence and with them, Lord. And I just ask that you open our hearts to listen and receive what it is you have for us today. We thank you for that, and we come to you with complete surrender in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, let's worship.
In the morning, when I arise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Jesus, you can have all this world. Just give me Jesus.
Thank you. Lord,
To just direct us in the purposes that you have for us, Father God. We just need you to strengthen us and lift us up and guard us and helping us walk out this journey in this world that we live in today, that we would be examples to those that don't know you, that we would be the arms and the feet of Christ, Father God, that we would just live vicariously and out loud and boisterous and no holds barred, Lord, just this unwavering faith for you, Lord, that our children would see that we are on fire for you, that in the midst of our trials, in the midst of everything that we go through on a daily basis, the stresses of life, the cares of this world, Lord, that we would leave them at your feet, we would pick up your yoke, Lord, because your yoke is light, and that we would just walk and love and be loved to those around you, Lord, that our children would find the hope that they need in us and in you, if they don't know you, Lord. There's so many things pulling at this generation, and I know that you know this is not a shock to you, this is not a surprise to you. You've seen all of this. We were all part of this bigger purpose in this plan that you've designed and predestined, Father. But you know it, and we just ask that you would, in your infinite love and wisdom, pour that wisdom out to us so that we would know how to take each step every day in this journey so that we would be effective for you, Father God. And that you would just equip us in the things that we need. We thank you so much for your love. We thank you so much for your son. We thank you that through him we have a future and a hope with you, Lord God. And I just pray right now, Lord, for those that are listening out there, Father, that maybe just have either strayed from you and had a relationship with you and maybe you just wandered off that path, or those that don't even know you at all, Father God, that they would just come before you right now with humbled hearts, Lord, and that they would just repeat the small prayer. We're sinners, Father God. We need a Savior. We believe that your Son is the Son of, that you sent him to die on the cross, Father, and that he is, and did that for us, Father God. And we just ask him into our heart. We ask that you would just clean us up and make us whole and make us a new creation. And you, Lord, we commit our life to you. This moment, we recommit our life to you, Lord. And we just ask that you would just let your Holy Spirit dwell in us and that your Son would just, we receive the free gift of salvation, Father, and we thank you for that and know that we have a future and a hope in you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Before we go, I've got one last song that will lead us into Church Reboot. Be sure to find us on Facebook. Be sure to look us up on blogtalkradio.com/soulsisterradio and get a free blog talk account. You can call in. You can chat with us in the chat room. In fact, I'm trying to get on there right now and be able to chat in the chat room. So it's a great site, interactive, and we love to have all of you participate. But make sure that you stay tuned. But before we go on to that next show, I just want to leave you with a scripture of hope. It's one that I woke up this morning reading, and I just want to leave with you and ask that you chew on it for a little bit and just be blessed and have hope in knowing that Jesus is Lord and the Holy Spirit lives and dwells with us. It's Ephesians chapter 1, and it starts in verse 3. It says, "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with his riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the time will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven on earth together under one heaven, even Christ. So be encouraged. He lavished. He didn't just give us. He lavished on us and gave us the Son. So remember how much he loves us, and stay tuned and enjoy the last worship song.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Imagine living each day of your life in fear. Imagine feeling trapped and abused by the one you love. This is the dark, harsh reality for victims of domestic violence. But this devastating cycle of abuse can be broken. That's why Safe Passage is here. Rebuilding lives, providing hope to survivors of domestic violence. Go to SafePassageLives.org and see how you can support those in need.
Join us and help a mother, a daughter, a child change their lives forever.
Now a message from our sponsor, EducateEtiquette.com. Have you ever been at a table with a group of people and there is one person being rude on their cell phone? Have you mentioned it to that person and they still do it as if they just don't care as much for those around them in the flesh as they do for their own personal thread on Facebook? It's even worse when you're around our older generation who really have a hard time understanding how people can form relationships this way. There is wisdom in their thinking, so please don't be rude. Put it away in respect. Yourself, most of all. Thank you for joining us on Soul Sister Enterprise, and please visit us at www.educateetiquette.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, "Save your soul." Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. Gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh? Out of school and out of control. Set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold. And going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't wanna be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, "Save your soul." No, I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, "Save your soul." A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto. Where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow. But what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground. Two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone. A voice from within said, "Anyone home?" "Yes, Lord, well here I be. If I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. Believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow if you will be my bow. And anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chop the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world I've sinned, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God is sent to guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, and I am so excited today. We are going to be talking about if and are you worth it. Today we have Becky. What a great show. It's interesting because as I sat here trying to get over how I'm feeling, quote unquote, this morning, God just said, you know what? Stop worrying. Stop stress. Worry and stress does not equal worry and stress does not equal worth. And sometimes you just have to show up and God is going to bless us. So I want to thank everybody for showing up today. We also have Corrine with us. Corrine, how are you? Are you driving on your way to church?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. I really want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we also have Kate. Kate, you're with us too. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here and on the road, too, or we'll be in a second.
I can hear you in the background, so thank you so much for joining us. I know that you, too, are on your way to church, and that's what Church Reboot is all about. As we know, Becky, we started this almost 2 years ago now. It's going up on 2 years, and because we all wanted to get together. We're all in different parts of the world. We're all in different parts of California. We're all in different parts of the United States. And every Sunday morning, we get to come together in our pajamas or getting ready to jump in the car, or mothers out on the field listening in on their headsets because they have to be there for their children, but they still want to do this with us. And I just want to thank everybody. And I want to thank our archive listeners so much for joining us every week. And I know that it takes something to go into the website and push on the button and listen to us. So thank you so much for joining us. And all of our wonderful sponsors, thank you. We want to thank our Image Makeover Program. Without our clients, none of this would be happening. And we just want to say thank you so much. And we send out all of the amazing, great energy, positive thoughts to all of our clients in the Image Makeover Program. And know that you are worthy. And this show is for you. So sit down, kick back, and listen. And I'm hoping that you are inspired this morning. I would like... let's see, Kate, are you there? I'm not sure. There you are. I want you to go ahead and open us up in prayer, but before you do, I want to send out a special blessing to John Kudla. He is the Orange County Sheriff's Officer that was really hurt by his son with a hammer this past year, and he is still in need of prayer, so we want to please send us the best positive prayer for him this morning. It's just important that restoration happens completely with him and all those that are feeling and hurting and are in pain. Also, restoration for all of our ambassadors in the program and anybody that has anything to do with 4 International Soul Sister Enterprise and where we're going, I want to also thank our incredible guardians, those that have stepped up to the plate, that continue to show us what true gentlemen truly are. And those that have gone off, please know that God bless you as you continue to walk with him. So, Kate, if you can go ahead and open us up in prayer, I would truly appreciate that. Oh, and also, I would like to pray over all of those that were at the Forest Gardens Wild West Extravaganza last night, especially my family. As you know, Kate and Corrine and Becky, it's very, very rare that all of my family is together. We were missing my younger brother, Dean, but you got a great opportunity to meet all of my brother and my sister and my daughter and my father all in one area. So I want you also to send out special blessings and restoration for this family.
Father, right now in Jesus' name, we lift up Maria and her family. There does need to be a lot of restoration, Lord, and you are the one who can restore things. You rebuild bridges. You build broken walls, Lord. You bring healing and restoration where no one else can, and you restore the years that the locust has eaten. I pray that blessing right now. I speak blessing, unity, healing, and forgiveness and restoration to Maria and all of her family, Lord, that you would lift up her arms in this ministry, strengthen and encourage her, Lord, and that she would be a bright beacon of light as she is right now to her family of your love and forgiveness and reconciliation. The Bible says, Lord, that you have given us the ministry of reconciliation, and I see that miracle right now working itself out in Maria's life, and it's amazing, and it's such a blessing to me, Lord. I do lift up John Kula, and Lord, we speak a miracle in his life right now. Restoration and healing of his body, soul, and spirit, Lord, that he would be made whole and that he would be restored to where he was before, Lord, that he would be in even better shape. Lord, we ask for a miracle, that it would be a testimony of your power and your glory and your grace and how you can bring beauty and blessing out of the most horrifying situation, Lord. And I lift up all of our Soul Sister Radio talk show hosts, Lord. Sometimes we feel like in our personal life maybe we don't measure up, and it's hard to get on the radio sometimes because the enemy attacks us, and we need to be lifted up. And I lift up all my sisters today. They are so amazing and wonderful, and they forget just how precious they are to you, Lord, how beautiful, how wonderful they are, and how much he appreciates our service to him. He just adores us, and I want all my sisters to feel that today. And every listener out there, I want you to feel his love. So, Lord, I pray that you pour out your love on all of us as we listen today, as we fellowship, and as we love on each other and love on you, Lord. We receive everything you have for us because we know in your eyes we are always worthy. We are beautiful and wonderful and anointed. We are your princess bride, Lord. We receive that from you. Thank you so much, Lord, for all your blessings on us today, and guide our conversation and our thoughts right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. I love prayer warriors. I just want to send out a special blessing to all of our prayer warriors, Kate, you included. I am not a prayer warrior, so I'm such, I really, really appreciate it, and I know that our audience does too. And here we are today to sit here and talk. This topic came up actually last Sunday as I was traveling back home from an event, and it hit me that what will I accept now in my life 10 years later than when we were 10 years ago? Corrine, you asked me last week how much further along are we, or you asked me a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that I think that holds us back, and one of the things that hit me, is what I will never accept is feeling worthless or being in a situation where I don't feel worthy. And it's so important. And it's not anyone else's, here is key here, it's not anyone else's responsibility to make you feel worthy. We sit there and we go to our husbands and our spouses and our friends trying to fill up. Look at what I've done. Tell me how good I am. And it's really nobody else's responsibility to make you feel worthy. And that's one of the biggest things that I think we lack, is our own self-worth. which equals our own self-esteem. But Kareem, you talk about on your show a lot on that being part of our problem. It's having that false sense of self-esteem that really causes us to block out our own healing. And as I know, the first song that we're going to be playing, it talks about the perfect love casts out all pain. But you really have to know that you're worth it. So can you share with our audience a little bit about how is it that you teach, what it is that you teach, when we have so many out there that have this one problem of deep worth?
Well, the world tells us from the get-go that our self-worth, our value, and the self-esteem that we build comes from outside of ourselves and the labels that we're given. And the serpent or mortal mind starts at a very early age. Where were you born? Who are your parents? Where do you live? How much money do your parents make? What do you drive? Are you athletic? Are you smart? Are you skinny? Are you fat? Are you, you know, healthy? Are you sick? I mean, it just goes on endlessly. And we're trying to measure up to all these titles and values placed outside. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, perfect love casts out all of that garbage. And, well, where is perfect love? That's the Father's love. That's from the kingdom. Where's the kingdom? Kingdom's within. The whole trick is to stop and turn from out looking outside yourself and look within. All the value, all that you ever are, ever were, ever will be, is beautiful and perfect and eternal and holy and capable and progressive and joyful. And that, you find that when you turn off the exterior and you go inside. It's when you start seeking within yourself. And the Holy Spirit will start confirming to you, yes, and you will start recalling who you are. And you go, oh, and you can start dropping the false labels and the illusions about yourself. And when you start seeing it in yourself, you can start recognizing it in your neighbor. And that's when all the healing starts. But it's just the absolute biggest lie that we have to go outside of ourselves for validation.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you speak as you're hitting all the topics on my paperwork. And I know the Holy Spirit is here. I'm telling you. I know the Holy Spirit is here, and again, this morning I was talking to Becky, and I wasn't feeling good this morning, and I was praying as I was laying down, Lord, I am not prepared for this morning, and I want to ask how many of us have not gone someplace or not done anything because we didn't feel like we were worthy to go or we didn't have something to bring. Kareem, how many times throughout the years have I not gone someplace because I didn't have the money, because I didn't, and then when you don't have the money, you don't feel worth it. And so today I'm so blessed just to show up. And this is the point, knowing that you're worthy enough just to show up. And it's incredible to sit here and watch and listen to the words coming out of your mouth and the recognition that I have when I see each one of you ladies. It is humbling to me that I recognize you. And that's such a huge point in knowing your value and understanding your worth. If you don't know what it is that you're looking at, it's almost like looking at a diamond. If you don't know what you're looking at, it's incredible when you really start to understand the 59 facets that are on a diamond. Sometimes there's 99 facets, but sometimes more facets cause too much distraction. It's very interesting. And so I want to read, because as I wrote the question, are you worthy? It was like a knife went into my heart as I felt Jesus hanging on the cross. And I thought to myself, wow, why do we even question? Was it not enough that he died? How dare us question that perfect moment when he knew that we were worthy, even when we didn't think that we were worthy? And it's so so incredible. And Marie, thank you so much for showing up today. How are you, my beautiful friend?
I'm good.
I know sometimes it's hard because Marie is in Atlanta and she goes to church before and she comes. So I really want to thank you so much for joining us. And as we go into our first song, and the first song is called Perfect. And perfect to me, and as God was hanging on the cross, he looked at all of us worthy, blameless, and ready to accept him, all of him. And again, Kareem, you're right. We recognize it. And all of us that have been here walking through some of the most horrific things that we have walked through in the last 15 years, we recognize each other and we're still around. So I want you to listen to the words of this song, because truly we need to start to perceive ourselves a little bit different, because we need to understand our value and our worth, because he did. And when he died, every time we question our value and our worth, it's like a knife in his heart. So know that you're perfect and he sees you this way.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood, misknowing it's so good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing, underestimated. Look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than, less than.
That I want to read is Romans 5:8, that God shows his love for us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. And truly, I don't think not one time, hold on one second, I don't think not one time as he was hanging on that cross did he think, well, maybe, nah, she did that, and no, she's not worth it. No, not her. Her and her and you and him, but not you. I really don't think so. I know that he thought about us in one quick, one wonderful, loving thought as he really had us each in his mind. We were worth it to him. So every time you question your value or your worth, really, I want you to take that moment. That is the reason why I probably grew up Catholic, and most of us did. I never understood if the greatest thing was him sacrificing his life and dying on the cross, but that was just part of the story. He rose again. I couldn't really understand why I had to look at the crucifix all the time. And now it hit me. It hits me now as I'm in front of different clients that are questioning their value just for a second. That cross, that crucifixion is always in my thought, always in my mind when I'm in front of my clients, knowing it was enough. It was enough. It was enough for me, and it was enough for you. And even though you don't believe it, I believe it enough for both of us right now. But you, it was enough. And knowing that is what is really important. So the question I want to ask you, Becky, first, and then I'm going to ask each one of the ladies so quick. Becky, why do you think, why do we question our worth?
I just think that we question it because, it says in Scripture that the war is not against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And we just, the battlefield starts in our mind, and that's where the enemy, the enemy comes to attack. So when life hits us, if we are not solid in the Word and don't have it stored in our heart and have that relationship with Christ, it's easy for the enemy to come in and plant things, and either we water them or we, root them out, and we root them out with the truth of God's Word. And so I think that's, at least for me in my life, it was the times when I was not in the Word every day with my Father and spending time with him and really being with him and letting him be my all in all, that I let all that outside influence affect my worth and who I was in Christ. And I mean, it's been a lifetime journey when you have it from the time you're a little girl or boy into your adulthood. You have a lot of weeding in your garden of your mind to do, and planting new seeds, which is God's Word and what he has to say about you.
Kate, the question that I have for you is just a little bit different. When, in, let's say, the past 20 years, go think about the cycles of your life. When has it been that you've questioned your worth the most?
For me, it was after I've been walking with the Lord for 25 years, and I was doing everything right. I was performing for God. I was tithing and going to church 3 or 4 times a week and praying literally an hour a day. I read through the Bible 9 years in a row, so I read the Bible every single day, religiously, I have to say, because I felt like those things pleased God. And then after all of that, and coming out of an abusive marriage with full custody of 9 children, which really was not easy and very scary for me, but I was doing the right thing in my mind. Well, then after all that, to have it fall apart and become homeless, lose my $50 an hour job, lose everything, I hit rock bottom. There were days, I mean, I knew God still loved me. I was still praying and reading the Bible, but I felt a little bit abandoned, and I began to question if he really loved me. And then I realized that it wasn't so much about my circumstances, and I don't believe God ever brings evil on us or evil circumstances. It was kind of a natural outflow of just really bad things that I, not bad things I've done, but just other circumstances, other people. This is a fallen world. It's messed up. And God didn't ever intend for me to suffer through all that, but he used all of that to draw me close to him, and he rebuilt me, kind of like when you go into the Marines, they break you down to nothing, and then they rebuild you from nothing into a Marine. Well, God rebuilt me from absolutely nothing, from a religious mess, going through the motions with a very powerless faith, into a woman who knows God, knows him intimately, knows his love for me no matter what I screw up, because really when he died, all my sins were future, so there's nothing I can do that's a surprise to him. It's all paid for. Just knowing how much he adores me and loves me, it grew on me. I didn't really feel it at first. I thought if I performed, he would love me. But as I went through that experience of being homeless for over 2 years and losing my kids and fighting to get them back, every step of the way he was with me. He did amazing miracles. He just made things happen for me that I couldn't make happen for myself. So he rebuilt me from the ground up, from feeling totally worthless and unloved and, you know, just a throwaway person to, I am a daughter of the living God. I am a daughter of the King of Kings. He loves me, adores me. I'm his favorite, and so are you. And he would do anything to bless me and make me happy. And he does. He absolutely adores us. And that's how it was for me, going from zero to knowing that I'm anointed and powerful and beloved. I am so loved by my Lord. And that gives me wings, really. That makes it everything worth it.
Again, I love how the Holy Spirit works. Corrine, I'm going to ask you a question, kind of the same type of question, but here is where we're going to go a little bit deeper. Now, you know you have all the tools in your toolbox as a leader, and as you know, FOUR International is about elevating and empowering leaders. This is where you go, leaders, when you need restoration. But as you all know, we're walking this healing, and part of this practical accountability coaching that we're creating is being honest and truthful with each other and know that no one's better than the other. We're all walking. But here, Corrine, knowing these tools, being a practitioner in training, or I don't know what the exact words are, when you have the tools, just like Kate said, I was doing all the right things, and it still isn't working, where then, as you have the tools, do you really find the worth? Because it's not logical then, because we know it, but we're still feeling bad. Why is it that we feel bad, which causes a problem with our self-worth?
Well, because when we feel bad, you mentioned the word logic. You can't make sense of the nonsensical, okay? What we're dealing with out here, our human experience, is drawn by an illusion of separation from God. And we're walking around in the dark and we're hitting our head. And if you believe it, if you try to make sense of it, if you go according to the world's values and rules, you're going to suffer, period. It is when you turn away from what your eyes and what you hear with your ears and what you can actually feel with your hands and say, you know what, this is false evidence and it's appearing real and I'm fearful and I'm doubting and this isn't logical. Where is my God? You turn to what the scriptures say about God. He is very present. He is a present help in trouble. He never leaves us. He's with me. He loves me. I'm cherished. I'm worthy. And when you hold to that in spite of what the world is telling you, I promise you that you will see doors open, mountains are made low, valleys are brought high, the crooked is made smooth, the way is opened. And then we get to go and look back over our lives, like Kate was saying, and see the evidence of his love at every time we stumbled, every time we doubted or said, you know, this doesn't look right. I'm doing my job. Where are you, God? You know, stop looking for it to line up with the world. It never will. You have to have more faith in the unseen. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Marie, my beautiful Marie, I've watched you grow so much in the last 6 months that it's overwhelming. And your self-worth is blossoming in front of all of our eyes. And here, this next song that we're going to be playing, I Have Your Faith, when God brought it to my attention, Because tell me, how worthy do you feel today compared to where you were 6 months ago?
Oh, boy. God is so amazing, and I feel so much more worthy and of worth today than I did 6 months ago. And it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I got to where I start telling everybody about Jesus, where am I going? The other day I was in there talking to my sister about God, and I told her, I said, man, I said, I feel like I just want to shout. I said, praise the Lord. He is good. Amen. Hallelujah.
Again, so one of the greatest things is that God meets us right where we are, and it's been such an amazing journey with all of you ladies, but especially with you, Marie, to watch that he meets you right where you are. And this song, I want you to all sit back, but Marie, I want you to know that all of us have been singing this song to you and to all the little girls that rest inside of us. But really, Marie, I want you to jump up and dance and know that the Lord loves you and sees you just the way you are, by Bruno Mars.
You're amazing, just the way you are.
to wake up and know every day that we're amazing just the way we are, that is what our own self-worth and our own self-value is all about. It doesn't feel right sometimes. It doesn't feel good. Most of us that are on this show, we don't really like to talk about ourselves so much, but it really isn't because we don't feel worthy. It's just because we're focused on something else. One of the topics that came up, too, is that, Maria, you've been shut off of love for so long. Why? Is it because don't you feel worthy? No, that's not it. I think we get to a certain point where we really start to understand our worth and our value, and we start to respect it. We start to respect it because of our testimony. That is what we've all been called to come together to share. It is the respect that we give ourselves, knowing that we have done what it has taken us to get here. And I want to read Galatians 2:20, because our own self-value and our own self-worth really does come with trusting ourselves and trusting the testimony that God has given us. It is truly our value. It really, truly is our worth. Because there is nobody that can tell me that I'm educated. I'm not educated in the real world as far as what people think is educated. I don't have a degree in any kind of fancy law school or any kind of Yale school or any kind of doctor's school. I got my nail manicurist license when I was 18 years old. Really, how do you understand your value and your worth? I think it's when you start to walk the walk and talk the talk, and really start to understand that Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's not that I don't feel worthy of the next relationship in my life. It's that I have been patient. I have been obedient. I have really come to understand my own testimony, respecting it as each facet on a diamond is. And you start to understand how valuable that raw cut is, how beautiful it is, even in the raw form. But as he slices and dices each facet of each of our diamonds that are within us, is now, if you are walking talk, if you understand that you have been crucified, that everything you've gone through, you need to respect it more than anyone else due to the fact that it defines your worth. Don't disrespect it. It's your testimony. This is what love is all about. God died for us on the cross. That was the ultimate form of love. Our own sense of self-love, I think, is what gets hurt along the way. Becky, you've been walking a path of obedience, and it is hurt. And you're in a situation where you don't understand it. But I know, because I recognize you, my soul sister, that you've been polishing and repolishing and cutting this diamond. But I want you to share what this feeling is like when you truly start to understand what obedience is and the respecting of that testimony that God is walking you through right now, not understanding it in the flesh, and how it's going to define your own self-worth in the end.
I think right now, for me, learning it is just, gosh, it's kind of caught me off guard there. It's been a lesson in humility and really realizing, you know, when you go back to really understand your self-worth, I think for me, I had a lot of pride, and that pride and that, as I've been saying quite a bit lately, ego was such a protection for me from all the hurts that I had experienced in the past. And as I say, Lord, give me the words. He's really just kind of stripped me of that and really taken me at least for me, to the lowest of lows, and really made me, you know, he kind of asked the question, are you going to trust me and follow me and my will and know that my will is better because you're worth it? And so he's redefining in me my own self-worth in him by following him, being submissive to him, and understanding that it's my own self getting in the way sometimes of what he truly says and feels about me. And if that makes any sense at all, it's been painful. It's been really painful because you're like a kid and your parent telling you what you should and shouldn't do, and you go in your room and you throw a temper tantrum and you cry on your bed. Remember that when you're a little girl and you get in trouble and you're like, no, and you slam the door and you jump on your bed and you put your face in the pillow and you start crying? That's kind of, you know, what I've been doing in this submissive way, because it's now allowing him access into my everyday, because I know I've just screwed it up. I mean, years and years and years of trying to do and think and follow what I think is the right way, and finally just saying, forget it, God, I know you know it. I'm just going to cry and kick and scream and my flesh is going to just freak out, but you got it under control. And it's really that pertinent, you know, when he came back, and I'm sorry if I'm kind of mumbling, but this just kind of hit me, when he rose from the, you know, when Mary found the tomb empty, and I think he came back and he told his disciples, and I may not get this correct, you know, word for word, but he basically was telling them and referring to doubting Thomas, better is, you know, great is he that sees and believes, but greater is he who doesn't see and still believes. And that's the season that I'm going through, is even though I can't see the end result, it's believing it in the natural and standing on his promises and standing on what he says about me and what he says about my life and what he says about my purpose for my family and my children and all the things. I can't see it, and it's hard to believe that it's there, but I trust what he says about it, and I will just speak it and stand on it no matter how painful it is, because I know ultimately if he says it will come to pass, it will.
It's that trusting blindly. And again, the ego is our biggest serpent, so to speak, right, Corrine? It just really, the ego will take you out. And it is our biggest destructor of our own self-worth and our own self-value. Becky, everything you said made sense. And it really makes sense even more listening to it as you say it, but also listening to it as Corrine delivers it in her messages with healing through prayer. I think when there's something ailing us, and there's so many people that are hurting, the physical pain, and really I think it's because we do get in our own way. And if we could really, really understand the value of love, but each one of us have made the choice to become more and more Christ-like. So truly, you have to understand what the level of love that truly means, that we have to infiltrate into our own self-worth. And the next song, I want you to just sit back. We're going to play it because truly you are worth it. And then we're going to come out and close in prayer. And Marie, I would love for you to close us out in prayer. But know first that you are worth it. And truly, the only thing that is real is God's incredible love, and it is healing, and it is so worth it.
Love's not a feeling, love's not convenient, but I know love change your life. Love takes sacrifice. Love cuts like a knife. Sometimes love will make you cry. Love's not easy, but it's worth it. The language of the heart.
nothing worth it is easy. And as we become more and more Christ-like, there is a bright light that's coming from all of these women that God has surrounded me with. So for all the men out there, because most of us are single, but even for the men that are in our lives that are looking, really, I don't know what is happening, but this is a new day. And these are a new form of women that understand the value, because we are reflecting. It was enough that he died. He knew I was worth it. And that is what we are walking around with. This new coat that God has washed clean. And we understand the value of that diamond. And even though some of us have waited a long time, it's worth it to make sure that you've chosen wisely and that the person that you are with is equally yoked to where you are, and respecting that testimony, understanding the value of it. Every tear that you have cried, put a penny on it. How much money do you have in your bank? I know each of the women on this show. I know the numbers of tears that you have cried. I know your value. No one has to convince me. No one has to tell me. So every time I see one of you struggle or one of my clients struggle, I sit there and I watch the tears as they fall from your face, and I collect each one of them. And I wish I could give them back to you on a platinum setting so you will understand that those facets were like, each time they hit him with the whip, each facet that he created you to be is the most amazing, sparkling diamond. So respect it. It's your testimony. And it's worth it. Marie, please close us out in prayer. And thank you so much to all of these amazing four international community relations ambassadors. We truly are ambassadors for Christ. Marie, close us out.
Lord Father, I thank you for all you have done in each of our lives. I thank you for showing us we are worthy of love, peace, joy, and happiness. We know this comes from you, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct our footsteps as we go throughout our day. Continue to help us grow stronger in you and help us to just put on that whole armor and fight with everything in us against the enemy and his fiery darts. I thank you for all this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Somehow forgotten that you were faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you, and he'll do it again. Oh, yes, he can do it again. If you would just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. and he knows how you're hurting. You see, he knows just how your heart has been broken too. For he's the God of the stars and of the sun and of the sand, and he is your father. You see, he can calm the storms. He'll find some way to fix this for you. And he'll do it again. Oh, yes, he can do it again.
He'll do it again.
If you would just
Soul Sister Radio.